is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation. 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 Foundation.
The Foundation with Hart Grant is brought to you by Alive, Baja Retreat and Spa, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Skin Solutions, and Wendy's.
Foundation.
And gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company. Just got paid. Woo! Friday. Come on, man. Talk to me. It's a beautiful day. Listen, man, I sing in the spirit of, you know, your pastors tell you, dress like where you're going. This is me making those declarations into the atmosphere that we will just got paid. Talk to me. It's a beautiful Friday. So happy to be in your company. It is a Friday, casual Friday, sort of a laid-back Friday, warm and easy selector. I ain't got nobody coming in the show. It's a wide-open show today. If you want to be able to participate, you know the numbers. You can do that. Right off the bat, did I shift your energy? Did you make a determination within yourself that you're going to be grumpy today? Loose right now. Talk to me. It's a beautiful day, ladies and gentlemen. Give me a call, 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family Vitamins, 242-300-5720, or hit me up on the text, 422-4796. Yesterday was a great day. They just asked me, how did you enjoy yourself over at Baja Retreat yesterday? I had a great time, man. It was a good time. My line call always makes sure that I'm comfortable over there. I had a very good time with you guys. I got a call. Several calls after the show yesterday, and they say, Howard, boy, you got to keep holding the feet to the fire. Let's talk about stuff like that today, because I have a concept and an idea associated with that. I want to kind of put that on the table. Make sure you pick up the Guardian newspaper. A political spat over the tax arrest. It says Sands accuses government of money grab, and Mitchell says that DIR is misinterpreted, right? Field supports the government's RPT. Clamp down, and we can be able to see rulings delayed in Gibson's case. Pintard says the government must give full account for London trip, right? And then they put a picture with him on the London trip. This is, where do we live? This is hilarious. Let me read some of these things and thank the sponsors that continue to be able to sponsor the show. I thank you so much, man. I really do. People don't know this. They just think that, you know, automatic. I don't know. They just believe that by diffusion, money arrives. But this is how we get paid. We have to thank our sponsors, acknowledge our sponsors, and thank you for your support, relentless support, especially during a time where people have to consider whether or not I really need to do this. That didn't happen years ago. This didn't happen 50 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 15 years ago. As this introduction of a new space, social media, people are starting to consider those things. So I am grateful. I truly am. And we here at Guardian Radio and the Nassau Guardian are truly grateful for your support, your relentless support, so we can feed our families and continue to be able to move forward in those particular instances. Let me read these things and say thank you to all the persons that continue to be able to sponsor the show. They are, that is Bahama Treat. Say, moms are special and they deserve the absolute best. Treat them to a spa day at Baja Retreat Spa. Stop by and purchase a gift certificate at their location on East Bay Street or give them a call at 323-6711 or purchase a gift certificate online at www.baharetreat.com. Also, Skin Solutions. Indulge your mom and yourself in this Mother's Day Skin Solution Skin Solution Day Spa and Salon. Make sure you indulge your mother and yourself in these particular things. And it says this, it's a Mother's Day bliss and an invigorating full body dry brush exfoliation, hydrating body wax, 50 minutes, sweetest massage, take home body dry brush. It says 2 hours at $220 Skin Solutions, Cable Beach, west of Bahama. Give them a call at 327-0500. That's 327-0500. Moms are always taken care of during this particular time. And for all those persons who mom may be a little younger or feels young, we want to say to you that you can go down to Tiki Hut because today is Tiki Fridays. It is Tiki Fridays, ladies and gentlemen. Always grateful to the Tiki Hut for being able to support the show here at Guardian Radio 96.9, the foundation with Howard Grant. Man, Byron is a good, decent man, and we're continuing to be able to put that out there because if we're being absolutely honest, a great deal of you don't have to do it, so we thank you. And Byron wants to extend this concept and idea and let you know that these ideas that are floating in the air about what needs to happen and what could possibly happen with these great projects, it's happening right now. Go down to the Tiki Hut, get yourself an umbrella, get yourself a cabana, get yourself on a staycation, show your Bahamian ID, get 30% off. Man, come on, talk to me. Y'all stop it. Sometimes we wrap ourselves in so much things about how busy life is. Go take it some time for yourself. Or take your mom. Go down to the Tiki Hut on the Western Esplanade, right there in the shadows of the Point. You can see the Tiki Hut right there. Beautiful staff, eager to serve you. All these things from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. tonight. You can go down there and you can be able to get some stuff as it relates to some discounts on drinks and whatnot. Just show your ID. Let them know that you heard this here on the foundation with Howard Grant and find yourself being taken care of a couple notches more than they would do it. And they already give you superb customer service. So talk to me about that. It's a beautiful day, ladies and gentlemen. Tiki Fridays with Tiki Hut. So happy to be in your company. God, listen. I just wanted to kind of do that and kind of put those things out there and let you know that we're grateful to all those persons that continue to be able to support the show and all those persons that participate in this thing in one way or the other. Like I said, I want to be able to open up the lines for you. The lines are wide open. I want to touch this though. Before I go any further, I got a call yesterday that is a very encouraging call from a familiar voice. Got to be decent. You don't need to know my business, Dr. Mc. But from a very familiar voice, say, Howard, man, keep on pushing. You're doing very well. Continue to be able to hold their feet to the fire, right? So I said, it's a difficult thing. You know, as we get into the conversation, I say it's a difficult thing to be able to retain that sort of conviction, honesty, and transparency with your voice and your passion when you know you have real life responsibilities. Talk to me. Our democracy has not created a space for honesty to exist. Can I say that? Well, not our constitutional democracy or position, our entrenched conditioned democracy or the perceived position that is a day-to-day life here in our society, the norm, what has become the norm, that went contrary to the convictions and position of even the Constitution. It doesn't allow us the space to speak, many of us. When I say speak, I mean there are a great deal of persons who have kind of gone off to school. They have done a tremendous amount as it relates to education and this global experience. And they come back into this space and they look around. And it instantly feels like they're 50 years back into time when they get back. And so they make small steps and sort of agitate for the type of change that could happen in the country. And as I speak in these areas, they are reminded, like my wife on her first month and a half to the division that she works for in government. I tell you, she'd been there for years, 2 decades. Our first month and a half, this me. So, you know, I was encouraging. I was like, listen, baby, you got to go in there. Let these people know who you are. Be passionate. Be focused. Be committed. Help. Do whatever. This is the young me, fresh out of the hotel, with the training that I got from the hotel, trying to apply it in theory to what my wife is doing in her new sector. She and I started at the same time. All right? And within the first month, her shoulders slumped. So I said, what happened, baby? She said, nothing. I said, did you have an opportunity to be able to identify at least a course that you can take, an avenue that you can take to find yourself climbing within the organization? After a month, she says to me, listen, because I keep asking her every day. She says to me, listen to me. You don't understand this, okay? You don't work for government. And I felt like she took on this language way too quick. She said, you know what the lady says to me? She said, listen, baby, calm down. You are number 61. Unless number 60 dies or is superseded elsewhere or goes into retirement, you are number 61. So I said, come on, man, there got to be an opportunity elsewhere. And she says, no. So I said, did you try something with like a birthday club and just show them, just take initiative in one way? Listen, I'm banging on that. And she got like frustrated with me. She says, that's not how the system works. I said, okay, baby, I'll leave you alone. 2 decades now, I wouldn't bother with her. She is diligent in every aspect of her job. Let's get upset with it sometimes. Because there is a sort of a dependency. People call her, ask her, and she's able at the drop of a dime to be able to tell you what is what. She reads all these things about it, her section. She knows about it. You could call her. She could tell you how to do it over the phone. She has great relationships across islands. Listen, she is executive material, in my view. She's my wife. Of course, I can be biased. But nonetheless, I'm honest. I get upset about it because I keep saying to her sometimes, I said, why the hell you don't do this home, right? She said, no, I don't know what you're talking about. I said, listen to me. Just pretend I see boss sometimes. Well, you know, that's lead the cousin, right? And then I got to make up with Kong Salad. But nonetheless, this is she and I talking over the years. A great deal of people come after they would have gotten so much experience exposure elsewhere with this kind of enthusiasm back into this space locally to contribute. And they're met with the exact same sort of, you remember you say, talk to the hand, that kind of in your face, right? Whoa, hold up. Who are you? Where did you come from? Our society has some roadblocks. They have some red tape. They have some ditches, some falls. They have on this kind of a road towards success. And that's why a lot of persons don't necessarily travel this course, because it is in need of significant repair. And the fear is for those of us who seek to be able to go onto this proverbial triathlon and pursue, despite the challenges, pursue a greater purpose and a greater call, there is the fear that you won't be able to take care of your family the way that you envision, that you desire. Because none of this perceived victimization, let's be very clear. I see Sir Franklin Milton the other night, Wednesday night, start to talk about this thing that you call victimization, which is wild to me. That was wild. It's not a thing that you call victimization. The thing exists. It's a tangible thing which representation and testimonies to say that this has happened. Do we ignore that? We can see the thing happening. And many of us fall in line because of the fear of it possibly being able to visit our doorsteps. Many of us. And so when I had this conversation yesterday, I was doing a lot of the, you know, I do this kind of soul searching, this kind of introspection to find out whether or not this contribution I make that is from my heart for the growth and development of the country, will it bode well for me being able to take care of my family? Is there these ideas bubbling in the subconscious of persons, political sycophants' minds to be able to do some damage as a result of this commitment to transparency, honesty, national growth and development? And the thing is sickening. It is. It is absolutely sickening for a man and woman with a desire to be able to help anyone from any sector or subsector of our society, this beautiful Bahama land. It is absolutely sickening and disgusting for a man and woman that they have to wrestle with their convictions to step in a position of occupation to take care of their families. Despite what the bylaws say of the organization, despite what the rules and regulations indicate that you should do, despite this yearning and desire, this sort of pronouncement for transparency and honesty, despite this idea of an open door policy, despite all of these things that you put before us, you are a liar. And we know it. And so we walk relentlessly over eggshells, tiptoe. And we do our best to be studious and to be compliant and to be alert. And we wrestle with our convictions in those areas. That was me. And I think that's a lot of persons in the space of media, because media hasn't really changed in this country. Not that I'm saying that it should, but media hasn't been able to give us. I remember one time I made a telephone call in Grand Bahama to a particular person who has climbed significantly within the organization, who finds their headquarters in Collins Avenue. Talk to me. Let's just be very clear. At the top of the hill there. I made a call to Grand Bahama and I said, there needs to be a story about economic deprivation in Grand Bahama. This is maybe about, I wouldn't tell you, about 8 years ago, almost 10 years ago. And so I called this person who was an up-and-comer within the organization, just started off as a reporter. And so I called this person and I said, listen, there needs to be a conversation or a story, a piece about economic deprivation. There are women that I knew worked with me at the Aulukaya who were excellent at their jobs. They worked in the conventions center. They worked in these areas. They are single mothers, so forth and so on. And as a result of the things happening in Grand Bahama, they are now scrap meddling. I mean, they got acrylic nails. And when I went back in the turn a curb in Grand Bahama to go, because there was a silo that dropped and as a bunch of cement and we were pouring a patio. Me and my cousin went there. We got some cement, right? But when I turned the curb in the back of Bahama Cement, the amount of people that was scrap meddling blew my, I did not know that this was right Nate Barrock. I didn't know this. So I said, there needs to be a story like this. And you know what they said to me? How would I have a job to keep, you know? We wrestle with doing the right thing in this country. And, you know, the support that we get from the public that says, boy, Howard, you're doing well, or boy, this one doing well, or that one doing well. You don't recognize the fight This is a big fight. Do you have those similar issues in the section that you work? I know Miss Oswell kind of propelled those issues or the shadow thereof over at Atlantis this week. I know that the Department of Labor, which descended upon Atlantis, Paradise Island, to find out more information about that, has those same things in mind. Job security is a serious thing, and it shouldn't be tampered with by anyone. But a commitment to national growth and development, I think, trumps that significantly. And all of us should be able to participate in that with honesty and transparency, not through the lens of political organization or colors, but through a very clear education and a course of action that says this is what's good for the country. Lines are wide open, guys. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the Family Violence 242-300-5720, or hit me up 422-4796. Let me hit that first telephone call. Caller, you on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Yeah, Albert, how are you doing?
I'm good, man. What's up?
You read my mind, so let me say this. I was going to say this, but let me say this. The Bible say, any of you who think you are the smartest of you are the dumbest of you. Concerning the knowledge of God. Mm-hmm. When I call these shows, I don't call it to be smart. I call it to make a difference, make mm-hmm. contributions. Mm-hmm. But you read my mind. But let me ask you a question. The time when you were doing that thing to do for the Constitution, night when you say you couldn't sleep, how much demons you see flying around you?
I don't see demons. My house prayed for. God is good.
Oh, you're a good man. So now, let me ask you a question. You ready to have this conversation?
Go on, I'm right here.
Hello?
Go ahead, I'm right here.
You ready to have this conversation? Christianity versus... Atheists?
About atheists? Yeah.
Christian.
I always ready for it.
Atheism.
I always ready for it.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I invite scholars from every country to tune into this conversation today. First of all, I'm not a preacher, pastor, or priest. I'm neutral. Now, to the conversation at hand. Contradiction for unbelievers or atheists is the origins and fate of creation. Now, I don't normally edit or context, but because this is so important, you might find some of that today. The Bible was written by authors, autobiographers, and philosophers. Even though we may never know who wrote the original scrolls, believe it or not, we know who wrote the Bible. Now, I want you to remember but I said, especially authors, autobiographers, and philosophers. And philosophers. Somewhere in 1382, John Wycliffe and his associates wrote one of the first Bibles. What we have today is a revised version, like the King James and the others. Mm-hmm. That's how it came about. But for Christians, the philosophers created freedom. Now, check this out, very important. For Christians, the philosophers' writings created freedoms and most of the laws we live today in real life. No fiction, no fairy tales, like the Ten Commandments. Okay. But because there is no proof about creation, the atheist believers is in their right to feel the way they do, or atheism or atheists or unbelievers. For example, I believe mostly in the Bible. This is me personally, but I don't believe in the creation story. But the Bible says, any man that adds or take away from these words, so shall be taken to his life. Believers, unbelievers are equal. Most important is that we respect each Christian, make your light so shine. But for unbelievers, we all live on faith. Every day we leave our homes, we don't know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
All of us live by faith. However, Christians have a roadmap, the Bible. Remember I told you, a lot of people that say we believe in a book that doesn't have an origin? We do have an origin. The Bible was written by men. Unbelievers, I would like to read your roadmap, moral codes, laws, etc. Okay? And so...
I want you to tell me what your core is. So what are you saying about Christianity versus atheism? You said that both of them are the same, which popped in my head, which is the Jews and the Gentiles, that the Father came or God came to be able to save all. Including the Gentiles, right? So this freedom, liberty, access, and opportunity in heavenly places are afforded to all.
Talk a little bit louder for me, please. Go ahead now.
Are afforded to all. So I just wanted to know about this kind of a Christianity versus atheism, where you were going with that.
Well, you see, here again, a person called you the other day and say every time you always end with Christianity, more than likely that's a person who don't believe.
Okay, right? So it's okay now. Okay, you pull it together.
They're right. Now here's the question you ask.
Okay.
Because what you asked just now is a Christian question. I just explained to you that there is no proof of creation. There's proof of the Bible. See, and that's where a lot of, that's why I decided to...
I think you mean there's no proof of the inception of creation. If you hear and I hear and we talk it, we hear. That means that we, as a representation or representatives of creation itself. But
yeah,
we're
but
saying
that creation has never been proven. That's what the point is.
So you're saying that atheism, who for the most part finds their truth in science, and science has not been able to anchor down where the origin of creation would have been, whether it's the Big Bang theory, whether it's whatever these particular things are. That's what you're saying to me.
That's why I invite scholars from all around the world, even Muslims and everybody, because nobody, scientist, neither Christian, has that truth.
Wow. My brother, I appreciate you. The lines are lit right up as a result of your contribution. So I can go to that and see if they want to be able to expound on that.
All right. You have a nice day, my brother.
Man, you did well, man. Thank you so much. I appreciate your telephone call.
Yes, sir.
Okay. You put a lot of things on the table today. You took an entirely different direction. That's a whole 180 from, you know, where we were going. I ain't gonna fight you. But definitely, I have questions. You say you believe the Bible, but you don't believe the creation story. Is there anything as partial belief? And then the question is partial belief disbelief? You see what I'm saying? Like, can you partially believe? You know what I mean? These are some questions that I have, right? Because you took me a course. But I have questions. Let me take a next telephone call. Caller, you on the line with us live. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller, you on the line. Give me the next call. Caller, you on the line with us live. Go ahead. Turn your radio down for me. Thanks so much.
Hey, good morning, Howard.
Hey, good morning. How you doing, my dear?
Fine, thank you.
What'd you say?
I was listening to the gentleman that called us. Now, he confused me. Because there ain't no way you could partially believe in the Bible. You understand? Everything had to start off somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Even the thought of the words that are written came from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And to say he didn't believe in creation, are you here or you're not here? Because if you're here, where did you come from? Or he is one of those who believe in creation when it comes to that part of the...
I don't know. I mean, I was going with him, trying to go with him. I was trying to go. I said I was trying to follow him, but I guess we need more time to flesh it out because it felt conflicting. It felt like some
creation,
of the information was conflicting.
How could you even believe it? Satan. That is something also had to come from the Word of God. Mm-hmm. Because how else would you know that he's there? How else would you know that he exists? It had to come from the Word of God. So it's almost, for me, it's almost impossible to believe one and don't believe the other.
I don't know how that has worked. I mean,
I don't get it. Because you only know that there is a Satan because of the Bible. You only know that there's a God and there's a creation because of the Bible. So to say you believe in one and don't believe in the other, there's something wrong with that.
But even biblically, and I appreciate your telephone call. I got a couple more to get to. Thanks so much for your call today, my dear. But even biblically, we know foundationally the Word of God says that, fresh water and salt water can't come with the same spigot. It's confusing, right? And God is not a God of confusion. That there's either one side or the other. There can't be no sort of middle ground because you'll be spewed out. You're either hot or you're cold. And in these two capacities, you can be used. But for those persons who are dabbling in that gray area, that is where you're going to be rejected entirely. Let me see if I can read a few of these texts that's coming through. Guys, the lines are wide open. Please give me a call. 422-4796 is the text. Or you can hit me up 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720, toll-free number. Howard, you got some people in Grand Bahama trying to make a name for themselves by saying that the Tory Gate was demonic. It troubled my heart. As my people have been economically oppressed so long, they believe every prophet lie. let me read the rest of the text, okay? So it says, break the spirit of confusion in our minds to look at the 13 owners of the bazaar and the Grand Bahama Port Authority in Jesus' name. Amen. This is the text. That's a whole text that actually came through. We saw some stuff happening in Grand Bahama. But the numbers are out there. If you want to talk about it, let's do that. Let me see if I can take this commercial break because time flies on this thing, man. Is it mean that I talk too long, right? It is almost time for the next break. So let's get into the break. Take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at the Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with the Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Yeah. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, live and in full effect on the Foundation on this beautiful Friday. It is a laid-back Friday. It's a Friday evening. Bim, warm and easy, selector, laid-back. Hopefully, this will be the first Friday in a long Friday, but it doesn't look like it's going to be, right? That we're laid back and really being able to have a very good conversation. But the lines are open. If you want to do that, please give me a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere for the Family Violence, 242-300-5720, or hit me up on the text, 422-4796. It's good afternoon, cuz. Saturday is my wife's birthday, and I was hoping that you can wish her a happy birthday for me from Sean Jr., Seth, and Savannah. And her name is Royan Ford over there at DAF Financial. She's in compliance section. You give me all the woman information, you might as well send her national insurance number. You need to stop it, sir. This is too much. You think Miss Royan want everybody? It's a wonderful thing, Royan. Have a happy, 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 happy birthday. We pray that the Father continues to bless you, expand your territory. Your husband tell me, from I going to get my coffee the other day out there at Harbor Bay, he says, no, Howard, man, my wife's birthday on Friday. I said, text me and I'll make sure I do that. So that's in there. Enjoy your birthday. And if you're celebrating a birthday this weekend, I think it's going to be May 13th, 14th. Monday's going to be the 15th, so 13th, 14th. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy birthday to you. And if your mother is celebrating a birthday on Sunday, you're going to have a great time. Enjoy yourself, man. Really do. I mean, go down there. I don't know how people celebrate anymore. My wife wants me to do something very special for her, but she don't know what to tell me. She don't know what she want to do. So I said, baby, what you want to do? Right? And I feel like, you know, for the 2 decades that we've been married, talk to me, that we would have gotten over this kind of this honeymoon period concept, that when I ask a question, that you just shoot straight and let me know, right? She said, I want you figure it out, you guess. What? Maybe not. I don't know what you want. And then when I get you to think, well, why you get it like that? Why you get this? Why you get, it's too much. Tell me what you want. Let's go get it. But I know I want it to come from your heart. Oh, Lord. Okay, I'll put the money in my top pocket. Tell me what you want, and then it'll come from my heart. what you want? So hopefully you know what your wife, your mother, your significant other wants as it relates to their birthday, or more specifically this weekend, celebrating Mother's Day. I know church is going to be ram-packed, stacked with mothers celebrating, being able to share in the ceremony, or, you know, the opportunity to be able to be in church with their loved ones on Sunday. So if you're doing that, we say, there's another text come through. We say, enjoy your weekend and have a great time. Let me see if I can read this next text. It says, yeah, man, Howard, that man confused me. He said, the fact that the Bible or God said that he has choice, he can look around every day and see all kinds of creation. How could you not believe that? But it's the choice God gave him. This is a text that's come through. Let me take a next telephone call. Calling you on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard, quickly, I just want to clarify something. Let me thank the lady for calling because I was looking for a response. But don't forget, I'm a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Remember I read to you the Bible said you can't take nothing away or add nothing. Now, here's the deal for this lady. Don't forget I said man wrote the Bible. I have my version about
by the inspiration.
And that's a whole different thing. This is deep. You got to go think about this, Howard. All right?
Man wrote the Bible by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
Inspiration.
This is
inspiration. That's right. Inspiration of feelings.
Okay.
Inspired and wrote philosophy. Which listen, watch this. Which philosophy, which is one of the greatest action that changed the course of mankind even today, starting with the Ten Commandments. Even atheists live by the laws. As a matter of fact, I didn't really finish it. That's why I tell you, we got to think this through. This, I just didn't want to put
You can't throw it on me too quick. I didn't know he was going to do this. I had to prepare for this.
But I'm a Christian. But listen to this.
Hold on. Let me, before you go further, I just needed to know which part of the argument you were supporting, whether it was pro-atheist or pro-Christianity. Now you're saying that you're a Christian, but as I go back in my mind, I couldn't understand your position, what position you took in this kind of an argument.
Because I was supposed to, well, not really, but if you really listen to what I said, you would see that you could have picked up on what I was from that. But it, like I say, there's something that, you see, I hear people every day going over, there's something we have to deal with in time. I am by faith, too, because I'm a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
But it's by faith, but I have to acknowledge faith is just faith. You see what I'm saying? So I have a book that's written, The World Was Not Created. The world simply exists. Let's look at that. Then you have evolutionists. We didn't get to that yet.
You who are theories. All right, tell you what. Give me a call. 827-0111.
Hold on.
Put the number down on your
827-0111.
Text me these theories.
827-0111.
Yes, sir.
Wait, that's only 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
That's
numbers.
7.
It's
827. Yes, sir. 827-0111. Yeah, 111.
Well, this is a Christian.
Okay, Mr.
Who does not believe in creation, but understand what the Bible intent is by stating man create man,
sir.
Vision and creation, but who went further than all of that and realized it's only an artist's vision. And the rest
the entire,
of that, but believe in the Bible because it was written by men, and the philosophy. Now, you know what? I want everybody to go study the word philosophy, and then you'll have a better understanding. Okay, we'll deal with this later.
Call me on 827-0111. The entire concept and idea that surrounds the concept of stepping into Christianity is the full immersion into this word, this text, this belief. Faith being the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Faith that propels you. Nothing impossible with Christ. Faith that continues to be the faith that we heard about Abraham, the faith that we saw displayed in those particular early chapters and being able to, the faith that Moses, despite his lisp and inability to articulate, took on this particular position to know that God has called him to, the faith. The faith has propelled us. So I don't know how you could call me and tell me you believe one piece, but you don't believe all. I ain't gonna fight you. I want talk. I want understand. I need to understand. I need to understand. Well, anyway, we're gonna get deeper into the conversation, and I just wanted to know whether or not your ideas. Your ideas kind of align with mine. Do you feel or wrestling with your convictions in this society? I keep talking about that because I want to know whether or not it's time for us to slingshot into action. Do you fear that you're going to lose your job, especially after an economic crunch? I want to know these stuff. Let's talk about this. Open the lines. The lines are wide open. When we get back, we're going to talk about it. 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant in your company. We're going to do this. Take a quick commercial break, get to news, and be right back after this.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Ready to step into the future? From your front door to the backyard and everywhere in between. See and speak to whoever's there with Ring Video doorbells and security cameras now available at Alive. Protect what matters most, all from one easy app, available in your Google or Apple Play Store. Visit bealive.com/ring to learn more. We are Alive.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation. Beautiful, absolutely laid back Friday afternoon, warm and easy selector, really being able to chomp it down, have a good time. I'm all my slippers on today. Talk to me. I can on the beach after this. We have some Kong salad and relax ourselves today. In the studio with me is my guy, man. None other than Soil Boy. Man, look here, my brother. You are here to tell me about some wonderful things that you do. And I see some. What, tell me what's it called before I say the wrong thing. But I've seen you put the advertisements out there for this great thing that you got coming up tomorrow.
Yeah, so tomorrow is all about triple crown.
Triple crown. I was called it three crowns, but I say, let me stop.
Yeah, we could do three crowns.
Three crowns?
But triple crown, three crowns, because it's a celebration of three different things all together. So I celebrate in 10 years of Soil Boy TV, because tomorrow is the 10-year anniversary of me doing
10 years
since I started Soil Boy TV.
That's crazy. Like,
and yeah, wait, that's
how
what we
I
are.
I feel like you was doing it from he was young.
I know, but must see, because I was killing it.
I see what you did there. I see what you did there. I like
and
that.
I consistent, you know? It's a lot of consistency.
I like that.
I get like 4,000 videos. So it's like, it's a lot of videos that I've been doing throughout the 10 years.
That's crazy.
And things too. So
how much money you spend?
How much money I
your
spend?
Your own money. A lot, hey.
Oh, God,
give me the...
Everything I spend was my money.
That's crazy.
I never used nobody else's money to do nothing. I ain't never... Everything that I did was just me by myself. I never had nobody on board and thing, yeah, just making it happen.
Now watch me. You know I do my thing, patio politics also. So
right.
When I watch in your Soil Boy TV and stuff like that, you know what I say? Okay, that's one camera. That's two cameras. Jesus Christ, how much cameras does my God? I'm watching it because I know the cost of it. Then
right.
I say, oh my God, I like how they transition this. I like, and then all in my head, I can hear cha-ching, 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 cha-ching. So I said, wow, he must get good sponsorship. And you tell me all this on your pocket, Soil?
All out of my pocket. That's only,
bananas.
That's only one camera.
That's bananas.
Like one camera, say yes.
How you transition like that?
It's been a lot of practice, but I get one
That's
video.
Crazy.
I get one video what I did this week that I'm playing tomorrow. It's a Fat Chris video. I have a Fat Chris video and I have a Kalika video, and the transitioning on that. Even my kids was like, "Daddy, you killed us."
One
mate.
Camera?
One camera.
That's crazy.
One camera. Half of the time it's just my phone. So I've been using my phone for years and years and years until I get a camera. Even right now, I still use my phone to shoot most of the videos.
You serious?
Because it's quicker. I can shoot it on my phone. I can edit it while driving and everything.
You have an editing software that you use specifically?
Just something that everybody gets.
Okay, but then I ain't need to know your business.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, my mind.
Yeah, man, I have my own editing. Like I said, I do all the editing.
I'm a little bit lazier. When I say lazier, I don't want to say lazy. I want to say that I feel like I need to empower some people. So I got my cameraman. Mm-hmm. He got four cameras. He got his boom mics. He got this. He got that. Off of my one table. The table wasn't even moving.
Right.
You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right.
But I want to be able to kind of share the wealth.
Yeah, and give and make it look good while you're doing it. Because people want it to look good.
Was he using your camera on R-News on cable too? Can be.
The TV show?
Yeah, the TV show.
I ain't gonna lie, but the majority of that TV show I shoot on my phone.
You lie!
I tell you, I do that for that reason.
That's bananas, sir.
A few of the seasons was just my phone.
So you save all the money in
yeah.
the world.
Yeah, but listen, I ain't got no money to pay up to nobody. I get too much things going on, so I had to make it work. And plus, what they want.
That's why you gotta get
people
married.
People trying to one chat, yeah, but you know.
You gotta get married.
I speak in that. I know, but I ain't gonna lie. It's be lonely tonight.
All the cutting up in the world.
Wait, my pillows file
a
straining. What do you call it? The thing when you're straining, don't come a certain amount of time.
You can't have a half a bed cold, so you're gonna need to get yourself.
Baby. And one side of my bed, I don't even go on.
A Miss Soil girl.
Yeah.
Talk to me.
I waking on that note. I waking on that.
She listening right now. Say something nice though. You gotta put your voice on a little baritone. Let him know.
Yeah, man, because I know, like, you feel like you know me. But you don't really know me. That person that you knew before, that was someone.
After COVID,
yeah,
man.
This post COVID is all you different for you, right? I ain't gonna lie, this post COVID is all you different. I ain't even understand this one yet. This one looks different. A lot changed. A lot has changed, and I'm still trying to balance it out and make it make some sense as
you're
I
living,
go. So
you're
yeah. So tomorrow I have a little comedy show. Like I said, we celebrating Soil Boy TV. We celebrating Mother's Day. So Mother's Day is coming in. 12 o'clock, we serving sauce. Sauce could be out there. So if you stay till 12 o'clock.
South
yeah,
too?
But we got an after party right there. Solid little sport ties place with Puppy, Tipsy Bar. We got a Kalika drink, the signature drink. It's called the Kalika. It looked just like a...
Really?
Yeah, boy.
What you got for the yellow hair were coming on the side?
No, man. You get yellow and black. We get a black straw for the bonnet. Uh-huh. The yellow is the drink.
Oh!
And we get some flakes around the rim, which is Keisha. You know, our friend Keisha with the red hair. And we get the drink gets some spice in it. The drink, hey, listen, it tastes like illegal.
You're talented, you know that, right?
Listen, we waking on it, man.
You're talented, boy.
Shadow Pop, man. Shadow Pop's dying to DM for making this happen.
This morning, we driving on the road, me and dropping my wife to work, and I see somebody with their mouth push out, like, you know, like this, right? I mean, that's their actual face, their mouth push out like this. I say, oh my God, this person looked just like Shanae. You remember Shanae, right?
Shanae, yes. Shanae. Hey.
So we drive, and I say, oh my God. I tell my wife, I say, baby, all this person look like Shanae. So it took me back to the skits that Martin Lawrence would have done.
Yes.
How he started out.
Yeah.
So you talented, buddy.
Thank you, man.
Talk to me.
Thank you, man.
You talented, buddy, because let me explain something to you. Because we don't have this sort of platform, right? I do this. I do this for me also. And, you know, sometimes I got to deflate my ego sometimes when I look at this. Because we don't have the volume of people who could take our stuff in and we could get paid and see ourselves moving forward, you have to look and say, does this talent exist in the Bahamas? I promise you it does.
It does. No, it does, but it's here.
I promise you it does.
Like, we have a lot of it.
And it's fine-tuned to our culture. So some things that other persons don't understand, we understand so well, right? Just the nuances and how you be able to present that. Because let me tell you what. I watch Charlamagne the God, I watch DJ Envy, I watch Drink Champs, I watch Joe, watch Talib Kweli, I watch all these podcasts.
Right.
And I watch Joe Rogan, I say, these fellas ain't doing nothing I can do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And not in a bad way. I sit right there and say, I could do this. Because you gotta, you encourage yourself.
You have to do that.
Man, talk to me, man.
Listen, you have to do that. That's exactly how I started Soy Boy TV. Because I started to see people doing videos like right over
here. This fella seemed better than me.
And I was like, boy, I could do this. And it wasn't even on no hating why.
No.
You know, and I tell them.
I'm happy to see you doing that.
I tell Collage them. I say, boy, yo, I go ask me to do this. I said, Tristan White, I say, boy, you go ask me to do this.
Collage was crazy when they're doing their thing.
Yeah, yeah. And I love it. And I see them doing that.
We're watching that from Grand Bahama, and it inspired. Listen to me.
That cost me. They is the ones who inspired Soya Boy TV.
That's what we need in this country. We need more people to tap it. And that's what innovation and creativity does. It caused people to be inspired. If this dude could do it, that I could touch and see.
Yeah.
That's why I thought it was important to sit down and talk to Craig Flowers.
Talk to him, let's just shoot straight. Yeah, yeah.
Because Craig Flowers and his capacity for what he's been able to do globally.
Yeah.
A local man who's sitting here in the studio, chilling out with me, having a conversation.
Just like you.
It's just this dude and start to tell you about where he's from. And what he would have gone through. He's a black boy just like us. Right. Sometimes we look at a Steve Harvey and we elevate them in our mind.
Yeah.
But they regular people like us.
Yep. Yep.
And sometimes we need this inspiration. So you got to keep doing what you're doing.
I will, man.
Triple Crown, my brother. Yeah, tell me a little bit more.
Triple Crown, man. Triple Crown. We kicking off at 8 o'clock. Like I say, it's an event that you can come through. And it's more than, I don't want someone to come through and think that they're getting what they are used to. You know, people don't come down just to sit down and look up on the stage and expect us to just put on a show, because the show could be so much different things. They bring in comedy and all kinds of different aspects. So everything that I learned in the last 10 years, I putting it together. I've been hosting events. I host people wedding. I host people baby shower. But
Have hosts for baby showers?
Yes, but I've been hosting baby showers, but I've been hosting baby showers. But I had somebody and I host their baby shower.
I thought it was just an opportunity to have something to drink.
No, but they had three of their babies already there. I say, I don't think you need to be having no more baby shower if you were already on your fourth one. And so I don't think we should be celebrating the fact that...
They're working backwards.
Yeah, man.
By the time you get to the fourth child, you don't say, look, we ain't none of this. Baby, ain't no baby shower. Just send the things to the house.
The baby daddy ain't even there. I don't think you... Hey, you don't need no shower, man. The daddy ain't coming to the shower. I don't think you should invite me or invite anybody else to the shower, man.
This wasn't for us. This no. Keisha, don't tell me do this. Yeah.
They sitting on throne chairs, you know, like chairs. You know,
the whole thing?
You know, the big king chairs, king and queen chairs. They get that going on where they have a whole celebration going on.
That's crazy.
I said, that's a lot y'all doing for just 3 minutes of a good time. Yeah, so many, 3 minutes of a good time, and y'all spending plenty of money for that.
Is the celebration, I finally trap him? You think that's a celebration?
Wait, listen,
that's too much.
Plenty. Hey, listen. We celebrate different. We be there just drinking the beer. You know, you just drinking the beer. Hey, you having a baby? Ha! Next, and the whole conversation on the next side. You wouldn't want to know what these women, what kind of conversations women and stuff. But I just want to be the fly on the wall. Because what happened when a man comes around, they have a certain alarm system in them that is trigger off, so they stop talking the real conversation and go into the next
shoot
conversation.
Straight. Bro. You and I know that barbershop conversation.
Yes.
That we just have.
Oh yeah.
That intimate conversation between men. That's sort of our only sacred space.
And we can't have
We can let someone else into that?
No.
Women ain't gonna let us into their conversation.
No, boy.
That's not our business.
No.
You know, my wife is telling me when I started to my daughter thing. My daughter 15 now. She's a big girl, right? So I started to tell her. I said, listen, baby, you need to do this. My wife said, hey. How you getting woman business? I said, Oh,
it's woman business.
I'm sorry, baby.
Oh, yeah, but you don't.
I thought this is my daughter. No. That's my daughter. I said, okay, baby, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you got it.
I tried to flip it. I tried to flip it with my son. I said, how you getting man business? She said, excuse me? You know how we get here?
Yeah. You can't win. You ain't winning.
So I tell people how they can get up to get your tickets, man.
So look, we have an Eventbrite page. Everything is on my social media that you can go on and you can buy your tickets, or you can buy your tickets at the door. We try not to do the tickets at the door. You know, I wanted to say from like Thursday last week or Monday this week that the tickets are sold out. But you know, Bahamians go, baby, last minute, baby.
You can't tell these government people.
Waiting an hour before. You still selling tickets? Girl, I'm getting ready for the show. I don't know. Yeah, but we have tickets at the event. If we ain't sold out then, but you can hit me up on social media as well. And I can get you your
tickets. Tell them what the event is going to be.
The event is at Ty's Place on Village Road. That's the entrance right before QC. Right entrance, right before QC. If you're heading down Monique, it's a sign that says In and Out right next to it. By the, it's a little school, a learning school, right there before QC. You just turn through there and it takes you straight to Ty's Place. It's only one fence in between Ty's Place and QC is our school.
What about them older persons who are out there who don't necessarily savvy on the Facebook and whatnot? You got a number that they can reach out?
Yeah, man. 433-7689. 433-7689. That's my number. That's my personal number. You can call that right now or WhatsApp it and let me know. But just WhatsApp it tickets. WhatsApp it tickets, because I ain't gonna lie, I don't really look at the phone too much. It's plenty going on. It's plenty going on. 433-7689. WhatsApp me. Call me. And we can work out the tickets and you can get that and we can make it happen.
Please,
and when you come up, I'll tell you. Pump a little bit.
WhatsApp him. Just tickets. That's important that you understand that. For all the young women out there who want a half conky Joe young man. And you see him already didn't put out there. Say he's available and looking for Miss Sawyer Girl.
Yeah, man.
Don't send the little strange tickets. The strange pictures. You can't.
Don't send the strange pictures, please, until after the show. Let me just get the show.
Keep your mind up.
Yeah, keep my get stay focused.
Focused. 4-3-3-7-6-8-9. Ty's Place, yeah. Triple Crown, all the stuff. So yeah, I want you to keep doing what you gotta do, man.
I will.
You gotta move to another level. I tell you, you could go break into the market in the States.
I'm working on some
volume
things.
Is what's gonna change this for us.
I'm working on some things. You know, my daddy keep on telling me, don't talk nothing unless it happens. You know, don't talk at the people unless it's done.
Don't talk at the people. Watch me.
With me.
In your small space, in your time, and you speaking to God, you got to release this in the universe.
Always. That's all I still.
Talk to me, boy.
That's all I still way every morning, boy. Thank you, Lord, for this. Thank you, Lord, for that. I don't do anything else without thanking, Lord, boy. Especially to the point now where I'm looking at my kids grow up and thinking, it's even more blessed. So even though things ain't waking up on some ends, I look at that and that has brought me right back up to speed.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to go and see Chico DeBarge this weekend.
Yes, boy. Funny, boy.
Because he
look good.
He looked like Chico DeBarge. Yeah, I just want to shoot straight. Yeah. If you don't know who Chico DeBarge is, go look it up, right? Go look up Chico DeBarge, right? He looked like Chico DeBarge.
He's black no more.
No, he has some gray gum in it. Yeah, you get a little all of that, right?
And salt.
But listen, man, go down there to Ty's Place this weekend, Triple Crown, with none other than Sawyer Boy, celebrating 10 years.
10 years, of just pure comedy. And I've been making money off it.
That's crazy.
You know what I mean? I've been making money.
How much jobs
off.
You didn't quit since then? Talk to me. Let's shoot straight.
I leave my bind job in 2016 just to really pursue this.
And you pursue it?
I put welding aside and all for this. Mm-hmm. So I get back into welding this year too. I weld from 2016, you know. So
really?
From 2016 to right now, it's just strictly Sawyer Boy. Everything that I did was Sawyer Boy.
BTVI should be a major sponsor because they need you touch young people. BTVI, listen to me. Listen to me. Watch me. Don't get in this. This ain't your part. Don't say nothing. This is a major sponsor for you. Young persons who are looking to be able to move towards something, they watch Sawyer Boy every single day. Imagine him carrying the flag for BTVI about what he has done and what he has learned in this particular space. It's a very encouraging thing to see some tides turn. Call Sawyer Boy. 433-7689. That one ain't gonna say tickets.
No, okay.
This can say BTVI. That's the text right there.
And plus, that's where I learned my welding anyways.
That's what I tried to tell you.
20 years ago.
That's what I tried to tell you.
This year, make 20 years, I've been a welder.
You'll be the mascot of sorts for this particular industry, because guess what? They're trying to bring people in, young people in. Call Sawyer Boy, and we could be able to see some things happen. Sawyer, my brother, you're a decent man, my brother.
Yeah, man.
Thank you for the opportunity. Triple Crown. I was going to ask you for a free ticket, but I, you know, that's the Negro in me. I might as well tell you. Right?
Yeah. And I was going to tell you, hey, man, call me. Call me.
Well, I ain't going to text you tickets, sir. Trust me.
And people start talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's none other than Sawyer Boy. You got to check him out this weekend. Ty's Place, Triple Crown this weekend. Please give him a call. Check him out. But you say you can get the check the stuff up. Was it Bright?
Sawyer? Yeah, Eventbrite. But if you I have the links on my Sawyer Boy TV Facebook page, Instagram page, TikTok page. Any one of them, you could hit me. Or hit me at 433-7689.
My brother, you're a good and decent man. Continue to do what you're doing.
Thank you, sir.
Go further, farther, deeper, faster.
Yeah,
I make this thing happen.
For sure.
All right, you did well, man. We can see you later. Ladies and gentlemen, take a quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Make your morning sizzle with breakfast from Burger King Nassau. Enjoy not one, but two delicious sausage and cheese croissant sandwiches made just for you for only $5.75, including VAT. This breakfast classic is made with Burger King's savory sizzling sausage and melted American cheese on that classic buttery croissant you love. So say hello to sizzling morning at Burger King with two sausage and cheese croissant sandwiches for only $5.75, including VAT. Only at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
The 6th edition of the Bahamas Games are on the way. July 7th through the 15th. Get ready for inter-island sporting competition in the spirit of unity and camaraderie. Which island is gonna win? It's the Bahamas Games. Our nation, our talent, our games. And look out for the B Games crew coming to your island soon. For more information, call 809-1242. Or visit thebahamasgames.org.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant. For the very first time in a long time, we was able to take a little sort of a breather, a nostalgic Friday, just to be able to inspire. I think it's important that we take the time to inspire each other and to really encourage each other. I think that's a form of collateral, social collateral that we need to continue to kind of move forward. I might as well tell you the truth. I love... you know, fellas like Sawyer Boy and Daskway, in terms of what they're doing socially and their push and their drive and being able to identify their talent and being able to churn out, even the pulp of what they're doing, got to be able to bring something. Encourage them, man. We got to encourage them and stop being haters. Talk to me. Stop with your hatred.
Man, anybody could do that.
Stop that. You will never do it. Support these fellas. Support them. And there has been a lot of conversations about back in the day about this idea when you went over the hill, how entertainment was one of the things that actually propelled you. We'll support fellas like Sawyer Boy. Create a platform like Sawyer Boy and Daskway and others and Solo Made. And create a space that we could be able to rotate these guys in every week. You know, when he just was stepping out the room, I said to him, I said, but you wouldn't believe this, boy. Every comedian that we enjoyed started off at the comedy club on the Sunset Strip and gave them the opportunities to be able to expand significantly. You just need an opportunity. And so we just kind of appealing for persons locally to give them that opportunity to make these things happen. That's how we eat, man. That's how we make our things happen. Let me take a telephone call. Caller, you on the line with us live. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller, you on the line with us live.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, I wanted to talk about the Bahama Games.
Okay.
Okay, let me explain it to you. The Bahama Games was put together by Mr. Sam Williams, and I took it to the board. I put the first money into it,
I
took it on the table, we made it happen.
Who's I? What's
your
name?
Apparently that everybody then died. I'm still living. And you know those people, them fellas wouldn't get together, and they said, let me say something to the games.
Sam Williams, that's you.
The marathon man.
Okay, my brother. We got you together. We got you together.
Yeah, man. That isn't fair at all.
So what do you think should happen from here? Talk to me.
I think that I'm the only person living now. They should allow me to say something to the games.
My God.
I'm the one who made that started. I'm the one who got it started. I was the marathon man, Bahamas Loving Care Association, Sam Williams. And everybody know it's me. And they just take me and throw me on the side.
You don't mind me asking how old you are? How old are you right now, my brother?
I'm 70.
You're 70?
And I'm the only person living now.
You sound 55 strong. You sound good.
Yes.
You still jogging? You still doing your running?
Listen here, you get the phone and you put on your phone, the marathon man, Sam Williams, the Bahamas Loving Care Association, you read about me and see who I am.
Okay.
I'm an unsung hero and all.
I want you to hold on. I want to bring you on the show to have a conversation.
Thank you.
Don't hang up. Let me get the producer to take your information from you.
Okay.
All right. Well, I think it's important that we do that, ladies and gentlemen, have these kind of a very clear conversations about who we are. Sometimes we are indifferent, and pride keeps us from being able to speak up and speak out about, you know, our contributions. Great to hear from Sam Williams. Great to hear about his contribution. And I'd love to kind of be able to bring him on the show to talk about the Bahama Games. If they don't give you a platform, my brother, I will give you a platform to have these kind of conversations. Guys, the lines are wide open. If you want to contribute to it, please, por favor, give me a call. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family of Islands, 242-300-5720, or hit me at 422-4796. My question to you is this. I have used the principle of vulnerability in my contributions over the years. When I stand before, if I stand before an audience and I'm doing speech, or if I am in a position where I have to do a training, right? Because I do customer service training and so forth, right? You should book me, 827-0111. I do customer service training. Great, trust me, the best sessions you ever had. Tell jokes and I tell you a little bit more intimate stuff, because you know I put names in it also. But anyway, anytime I step in these spaces, I recognize the importance of vulnerability. I use it as a tool to be able to break the ice and tear the veil of conversation to get to an objective. Every time, you watch me. When I come on here, I'll open up an old story. I tell you about my life, bits and pieces. I open up to you with the transparency of who I am. And using that over the years, I identified as a tool, more of a weapon, against the stories of victimization that exist locally. I use it as a tool or a part of my arsenal to be able to get my objective out there. Now, it works for me. It doesn't always work the way that I desire. I don't always see the outcome that I desire. But I'm committed to this kind of a vulnerable position because I don't want to be, and I think it's easier because I have like great aspirations. I want to do great things. Like I want to be able to help the country. And I thought that that would have been through politics at one time. I thought that that would have been through the church at one time. But whatever it is, I want to be able to lead with vulnerability, to let you know that there is transparency, that I can be able to derobe and get to the objective. And in doing that, I want to ask this question. Do you believe that we need to be more honest socially? Do you believe incorporating a true sense of honesty? You got to tell the people all your business, but incorporating honesty at the forefront of what we do could be able to see a different shift or shift socially for growth and development. I wrestle with that. I just going back to what we started off with. That conversation continues to linger in my head. But you could continue to do well. I've watched colleagues, I've watched friends, I've watched people who I've been identifying over the year drop their position and dive into whatever occupation that's presented to them. Whatever occupation. Caller, you on the line?
Hello, Mr. Grant,
hey.
How you doing?
I'm good, man. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. I just wanted to say the gentleman that called, the marathon man, he had just spoken to the minister on Darrell Miller Show. And the minister said they were including them and all of the those Hall of Famers. They were going to include all them in the thing. So I don't know why he called your show and said that. I don't understand. The Minister of Sports was on Darrell Miller Show for about an hour and a half.
He won't cover all bases. Don't fight him. Let him go.
No, because why I called to say that, uh-huh. There's so much politics in this country. It's disturbing.
Yes,
I listen to your show every day. Sometimes I really don't call it.
Okay.
I hear the things that I know differently. But I don't say them. It's just that it was amazing because he just came off of that. And anyway, yeah, what a good show. God bless you.
I appreciate you, my brother. Thank you so much for that. Don't fight the fella. Let him spread the butter on all four corners of the bread and make sure his bread is buttered as he continues to be able to move forward. Let me take a nice telephone call. Calling on the line with his live. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Mr. Grant.
How you doing, man?
Yeah, great show.
Thank you, my brother. What's happening?
Yeah, Mr. Grant. Let's just talk for a second. Yeah, great show, man. Hey, Howard.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
I radio.
Yeah, but you know you're a man of substance. The thing is, you give me a good laugh when you ask Soy Boy for the ticket, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you say that's the Negro in you, right? So, you know be black and be proud and be say it loud, right?
Absolutely.
But I got a joke for you. You remember when there was the slash rally dash something by the Jumbe Village facing Suwalu, right?
Mm-hmm.
I saw you, but you didn't realize that was me. You realized that was me.
I didn't know that was you.
You stand up talking with Joe Biden, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that was me. So I had a chance to see you in person, but at the time I didn't notice you, but I said, this looked like Howard Grant. But what I wanted to say, I saw Joe Biden is not around.
Yeah, man.
To combobulate the foolishness I'm hearing. You know, the guy
man.
Who call on a religion, right?
Yeah.
He made some sense, but the thing is, you know, Howard, hats off to the texter, right? You listening?
Yeah.
Who had to compose me, because I realized some people have sense when she said that all of the creation and the biodiversity of life, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can turn around and ask me with proof of creation.
Mm-hmm.
So you believe in biogenesis then?
Mm.
Life, non-life, inanimate objects turn into animate objects, which is BS. You know, something? I'm vexed with the caller because he seems to have a problem with people with knowledge. The Bible talks about knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Some people can juxtapose all of those and use them to make profound statements. I mean, sensible statements, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you call and talk about it, you don't call it so smart you is. Man, ain't nobody smart. All of our knowledge is limited and small to God's knowledge. You understand what I'm saying, Howard?
Mm-hmm.
But when you come on the radio and make someone believe because they believe in science, I don't believe in science, you know. I believe in God. But when you learn science, you know what happens, Howard? You know what happens?
What's up?
You realize how terrible God is. And you will appreciate how he made you. When you see how detailed you are. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So in learning science, you get to learn about God and realize how intricate he is. And then you get, that's more evidence. No, I'm not speaking for all scientists, because some scientists don't believe in God. They won't live forever. They transhumanistic, cryonics, whatever they could find to go and venture into and waste time on this earth. All right? You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
They want to live forever. But not realizing that God made our lives finite, because living things that do not sin, they die also, right, Howard?
Absolutely.
So what that teaches you, death is a part of balancing nature. Now, he said he's a Christian, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I have a question for him. Which religion owns the Almighty God?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Howard?
None.
All right, so what is your point? So if I'm a Christian, or if I believe in God, and I say I'm non-denominational, and I have my God concepts, right? And I don't believe in the doctrine of immaculate conception, and I believe in Yeshua, right? You cannot take me for my deviations in my concepts.
Mm-hmm.
These guys are so limited. I hear you coming, you talking about John Wycliffe, right? Some people say John Wycliffe, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he forget to mention St. Jerome, who was asked by the Pope Damasus in the year 382 A.D. to write the Bible in the Vulgate, right? So we know that the Vulgate is really just the Latin version. And so in that, there are 76 books, right, in the Clementine version edition of the Vulgate, 46 in the Old Testament, 27 in the New, and 3 in the Apocrypha, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so then, in learning what the word Vulgate means, common version, right? And so Apocrypha would mean hidden books. So we have enough facts to know that the Bible is embellished. It is written by man, is inspired by man, but Howard, we know that we have enough to go by. But when you can't look at the Bible text and meaning of the day as being perfect, because meanings and interpretations have been misinterpreted through mistranslation from one language to the next. Right or wrong, Howard?
Yes.
All right. So when you, let me dwell into the word pagan. It means any religion that is not mainstream. So we have to dwell into words before we become so conclusive in our religious concepts. The Almighty God belongs to me and you and everybody, even the heathen if he wants to. What the name of the famous lady who converted to Christianity before she died, who used to be on the radio cussing and swearing, but she don't believe in God? You remember that, Howard?
I can't remember what her name is, but
yeah,
I do remember.
She murdered together. Yeah, she, O'Hara, something like that. Madden O'Hara.
I think that's her, yeah.
Yeah. But so even with the God concept, it was a pilot friend of mine. These people got a lot of money. I meet him, got into the same argument about 7 years ago. I must prove to him God exists. He don't believe in God. And I end up in a big row with him. And I say, you fool. I say, all you got to do is smoke a joint and look around and look at the biodiversity of life. Howard, from I see a tree bear 1,000 foot or 500 foot, I know God exists. I don't need to see no creation. I am creation. So I love the text, though. Maybe them need to have a conversation, because some people's minds are so small, are so big, and then it's small.
Wow.
And I get sick when I hear certain things, because what you don't realize is, right, the translation of the Bible changed after the collapse of the Roman Empire, when the Greeks moved west and started to translate the Vulgate and found out that the Pope was actually keeping certain narratives to suit them and to keep their status quo power. Don't forget they used to keep the Codex and the other big Bible them was like 3 feet long, and then how they stopped them chained down inside the church, right? And so when the movable press came into existence, they couldn't stop the Bible from being printed, so they had to pass around the Bible like half by because they used to kill you. You remember that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this is the truth. So why people get so caught up on what if someone ever...
I don't know. I think religion did that to us.
Yeah, but I'm saying this, Howard. If someone believe in God and they don't believe in all of your God concepts, that give you the right to hate them. But
no.
We know that the monotheism and the God doctrine, the concepts came from Africa, but they twisted around and teeth it, and now they got you looking at a white Serapis.
Yeah.
So this is what it is now. So you didn't get wearing with these people that, but I see one thing in me. I'm not looking for congruence. But I was wondering, why would he say he don't call these talk show to say he's smart? You don't want to say they're smart. People call the shit. Oh, but you could imagine if people wasn't sharing their knowledge.
No, I couldn't imagine. I wouldn't have a job. I wouldn't have nothing
to do. Would you mind if someone told you don't want smart?
Yeah.
You know what? See, when you hear people like that, they limit it, and they're afraid and intimidated by other people. But I try to juxtapose science with God. The more science I learn, Howard, the more I believe in God.
I agree with you.
No, I mean, the more I know God, because I don't believe.
I agree
know
with
God. Because when I can look and see, Howard, if I can plant a tree from small and watch this tree grow and bear fruit.
I just had this conversation with myself yesterday when I got...
Our minds are narrow, you know, Howard.
I know.
As human beings. And you know what happened with us? We believe everything that we was told because it's been through repetition. And we have been brainwashed and inculcated. And so... We cannot all arrive at the same conclusion in this life, in this day, in this time. But we must remember to respect one another. And I don't have a problem with anyone who is knowledgeable, you know. But I know one thing. I know the King, and I know God. And I believe in God because I look for him in the simple places. When you say wisdom and knowledge is cried out on the street corner places, people can't
and
see it.
And
people can't see their own stiff-neckedness, you know.
Yeah.
When you're in the club dancing and shaking up and doing what you're doing, or you can't see how stupid you look. But then you get old in 100 or 70
and
or 70, 80 years, you stand and sit back and look at your life played out. You will see the folly that you did.
Yeah.
That's just how God looking at us. That's how I know he loves us.
Yeah.
Because I get mad at my little daughter the other day because she eat the fruits and the nuts and things what I give her. And then she tell me she love me. I say, if you love me, you will do what I say. I say, well, let me shut my mouth. I say, my God, I tell you the same thing. You understand? I say, now, so bless up, man.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you so much.
And bring Uncle on for them, man. Bless up.
Yeah. I can bring Uncle on. Thank you, my brother. Yesterday, I wanted to buy some lettuce. Well, my father-in-law called me. He's in Mangrove Key. He says, Howard, send me the cooler because, you know, I got to get my fish. Talk to me. The Negro in me. Just be clear. So I sent it. I sent this thing. He said, well, when you send the cooler, send some lettuce and tomatoes. So I got to figure out, you know, I got $20, how I could be able to make a bang for the buck. So I said, okay, no problem. Now, I went there and back at Spikenard, you know, they have the little garden area right there, right? The little farm thing set up, right? So I always get my fruits and vegetables there. And so I went there and they don't have any lettuce, right? So I said, oh man, so I bought like 3 pounds of tomatoes, great tomatoes. And I said, oh, I don't know where I can get this lettuce from. He said, the lettuce ain't gonna be ready until Monday. They're small now, and if you get them, they're dead bitter. I said, okay, no problem, right? So I went to the major food stores. I went to two. Listen to me. When I looked at the thing, I say, how y'all could charge so much for something wood coming out the ground what all of us got access to? This is crazy. $10 for one lettuce? Bananas. So I agree with you, man. We have to know that God exists. Let's take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Introducing Wendy's new chimichurri cheeseburger.
Chimichurri.
That's how you pronounce it. Let it roll off your tongue. Then get ready for some ridiculously good flavor. Fresh, herby, garlicky, green, chimichurri. It'll feel like a relaxing backyard get-together with friends on a Sunday.
Put in a burger.
Come meet Wendy's new chimichurri cheeseburger with our new Dave's Craft Lemonade. Wendy's different inside and out.
Fidelity.
Shopping is so rewarding with my Fidelity credit card. I get the best prices with price protection. Earn and redeem freedom points at my favorite stores. Get cash back. Plus, I booked a cruise. Get your Fidelity credit card today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
It's a special day for mom and she deserves the best. Bring her into Baja and let's de-stress. We'll pamper her and make her feel safe. Get mom a nice spa day.
Come visit us at Baja Retreat Spa. Purchase a gift for mom and call us today at 323-6711.
We'll pamper her and make her feel safe. Get mom a nice spa day.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, on this absolutely gorgeous Friday afternoon. Have a beautiful day. Listen, if you like sweets, watch me in the spirit of decency. Go down to Platinum Pastries. Make sure you can be able to get that. If you want something savory, something sweet, something that got a little kick to it, go down to the Vanyas. These are the persons that continue to be able to sponsor our show, and we thank them. thank them so very much for their commitment over the time. And we just want to kind of mention that if you want to be able to get yourself a nice Kong salad, go down to Willie's, enjoy yourself in those particular areas. If you want to be able to get your carpet, somebody just texted me last night. I would send me the fellow, man, what bullet number? Send me bullet number to be able to get that bullet. I send the information over. They want to get their carpets clean. At B5, listen, man, there are so many persons who've come across here over the course of time with us. And we want to be able to continue to be able to say, go in this direction so they can be able to get sponsors. If you want to be a part of that, please give us a call, 827-0111, 827-0111. Let me see if I can read a couple of these things. It says, good day, Howard, a bit of a off topic, but if BTC mobile data is down, I don't know. I don't do the, I heard somebody say it, but I don't know. I couldn't tell you. Right? It says, where is it written that the Bible was written by men inspired by God, right? It says, Howard, you see that all these certain class of people speaking out all of a sudden on the Department of Inland Revenue and real property taxes, these voices are quieter than a kitten trapped in a deep cave. This is a text that's coming through. So it says, great show as usual. Ask your guest if he could do a skit with will inland revenue be going back to people's houses? This is great show, and tell your guests it's mango season. Listen, when you say mango season in this town, it's a different situation. Can you ask Sawyer Boy if he can make a video of a stupid it us to cross the street at the center of the roundabout and cross it at the T-junction? All right, I'll forward that to him. So it says they are advertising the Bahamas Games with the website for days now, and the website is down. They're sending you to the site that doesn't exist. My people, why can't we just get these things correct? I don't know. I didn't get no Bahamas Games information. So, guys, please send it to me, 827-0111, 827-0111, so at least I can tell people which direction to take as it relates to the Bahamas game. I think that's sort of a national position I'll take on that to kind of put that information out there. That's no problem with me. All right? Guys, please give me a call if you want to be able to do that in this last few minutes, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family of Islands, 242-300-5720, or hit me up, 422-4796. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm good, man.
It's Bunkin' Idiot.
Hey, what you say, my brother?
Right here. I listen to you all the time.
All right, man. Thank you.
And good afternoon to your lovely producer.
Yeah, she right there.
Yeah, I know. She's smiling. She's always lovely in my book. But listen, I haven't heard no one mention honoring Peter Beto. You know it's Peter Beto, right?
The name is familiar.
He's the founder of Bahama Games.
Okay.
Back in the London Berlin time, you can look it up. I thought you mean you're the same age.
I'm 41. I can be 42 this year.
Oh, Lord, you're young.
I praise God for that. Go ahead.
I'm 61. Praise God, I'm 61.
51?
Good. That's right.
No, man, I'm all the way up there.
Yeah, man. They keep your body out. You sound that way, I know. Sound like a little boy. But you know,
I hope you're still doing little boy things, young boy things. Stop.
I'm not married. I'm a single man. I got a license to be single.
You need to stop it, really.
But you know, Peter Beto is the founder of the games. And I haven't heard the Minister of Youth or they bring in Bahamas game, and they need to find space to honor him. His wife still living. His wife now, she's married again. She's a judge. Mm-hmm. You probably know what I'm talking to.
Mm-hmm.
His family still living, and they could be a part of the ministers listen to. I know they listen to your show.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Miss Honor them. They got to find the first place to start promoting founder Peter Beto under the Linden's government. That's important. PRB, thank you. PRB, my brother David's a fact.
PRB is about legacy and identifying.
I agree with you.
Being able to do that,
and that's the legacy right there.
Yeah.
You mentioned hit it right on the nail, Howard.
Mm-hmm.
Peter Beto is a part of the legacy of Bahama Game.
Mm-hmm.
There's no Bahama Game without you, the Minister to be the Minister of Youth and Sports. There's no Bahama Game without Peter Beto. That's like mm-hmm. Numero number one. There's no Numero number one without Ken Knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
all right, so I'll put it out there. I'll send a text to
right. My
some strategic
point,
people.
Quickly, my second point, and end with this. The Constitution do allow freedom of religion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm thank God for that. Anyone can worship freely in this country. Very, very, very how we want to worship.
Mm-hmm.
And we also allow freedom of privacy.
Mm-hmm.
That's one is put that out there to the younger generation.
Mm-hmm.
But have a good day, Eric.
Thank you, man.
Break.
I appreciate you.
And
thank you so much.
Happy Mother's Day, too, to you and all the family and my lovely mother. Happy Mother's Day to everybody.
Thank you, my brother.
And his family. Have a good day.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Happy Mother's Day to all those persons who are celebrating Mother's Day. Let's take a next telephone call. Call on you on the line with us live. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller. You're on the line with us live. Next caller. Caller, you're on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard.
Hey, how you doing?
Papa, yeah, thank God for life.
What's up, Papa?
And happy Mother's Day to all the mothers in the universe coming in from Papa.
What's
hey,
up?
Howard.
Mm-hmm.
Howard.
Hey, right here. Go ahead, Papa.
Yeah, I wanted to find out from you, first of all, if you could look for platinum, give us platinum bakery number to sell or the line number.
I can get it right now.
Yeah, feeling like some pumpkin pie. And I think he could do it. Right. I think he'd get some good stuff to speed on that way. Howard, first of all, pumpkin, I born in 70, I could be 53 this year. Mm-hmm. From the time I know you over 20 years now, you was like 10 or, he say 61 or 51.
He say 51, 5-1.
No, maybe 59,
you don't
61.
You don't
maybe,
think he
no.
know his own age?
Yeah, man, I know. Oh, no, sorry. I know sometimes we make mistakes, but I sure he well older than me and I can prepare my life.
Oh, so he may have said 61. I might get
yeah,
it wrong.
Yeah, it sounds like he said 5-1,
yeah,
but
yeah,
I think
it's he
was
saying
6-1.
Okay.
Yeah, man, Pumpkin is a senior man in this game. Well, the opposition asks in for the government to present the information or to let us know how much money they spend on this trip, say they carry all kind of friends and stuff over there.
You know, I didn't want to touch this today.
You don't want to touch it today?
Let me tell you why. I specifically and intentionally did not touch it today because I'm indifferent with Dwayne Sands in his capacity as chairman of the Free National Movement,
uh-huh.
being able to cherry pick issues to be able to bring to the forefront. I believe, and it's just my customer service training, that issues should be dealt with internally before we pursue those external issues. That the instability that exists within the Free National Movement.
Tell us now, what specific issue you're talking about with Dr. Sands?
The instability in the Free National Movement, him and his capacity to be able to mediate between the organization and the current leader, what we saw kind of arising in the papers over the...
Howard, please break it down for me to understand what that get to do with if this the New Day government, our government,
no.
how much money they spend away. You say internal business with the FNM?
No.
They robbing and fighting and stuff?
Yeah, what I'm saying to you is that the charity is to deal with all and sundry. And while
yes.
I appreciate what he's doing now,
he
I ain't going to fight
him.
He didn't want to talk about some things, but he ain't
want
to talk about all the things.
Okay, y'all want
to
talk about
your capacity is checked to be able to deal with national issues and local issues within your organization. And I only can hear you one-sided.
Okay,
so I feel different
yeah,
about
you
it.
You should be able to talk about it. Everything is correct. Don't cherry pick is correct.
No.
That's what they're talking about, Howard. But knowing how much money y'all knew their government spent or whatever, their friends and family and different things, I think it's important for them to cherry picking. They
yeah.
saying these police officers now, the new set, they saying they ain't talking about the set who they're now, but the new set who coming on the floor, prison officers, and defense officers, all of them, they can stop paying for,
insurance.
I don't know if it's comprehensive insurance or that serious insurance if something should happen to them. And I think the government wrong. That's something what we need to not just talk about to let the government know. We don't appreciate them treating them people and like that. They catch TB or whatever and carry home to their family. What is the government dealing with? And we still paying comprehensive insurance for these cabinet ministers and these members of parliament who some of them could pay for themselves and their family. And we paying for them and their family?
Mm-hmm. I don't know whether or not this was
how
as a result.
How are these things what we need to talk about or really deal with it
yeah.
and let the government know how we feel?
I don't know whether or not this is a result of what we've seen coming out of the office of the prime minister with Miles LaRota in the capacity talking about NIB and no money. I need to know further about that.
It sounds like something
right?
coming from Simon, Minister of Finance, the Prime Minister, and Simon Wilson. Sound
Let's
like Simon Wilson and the Prime Minister are making the decision. And what about the name? Excuse me, though, just the Minister. Alkidis, Michael Alkidis.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think this is LaRota. This ain't NIB.
Being able to speak to us over the course of 2 months the saying where NIB was. I don't know if this led to a decision, but I still believe that if there's no incentive, the government need to be able to identify this. But before you go, here's Platinum Pastries number 341-8522.
You think it's inconsiderate for the government to consider that, doing that to those uniform officers, knowing that we pay an insurance
responsibility.
All of them?
The government has been...
start off with themselves, then make an example. Then if you can do that to the officers who are there risking their freedom, can catch TB and carry them home to their family, or get shoot and kill, or they're trying to serve and protect us, then stop paying comprehensive insurance for these cabinet ministers and these rich people. That's bad. I don't expect that. I know they get...
It's 522. Give them a call. 341-8522.
You ain't going to sell?
No, I ain't going to sell for them. 341-8522. Somebody right there waiting on you right now.
Okay, all right.
Okay. I got 3 minutes before we get out of here. The government's responsibility and what we've seen governments do successively is be able to govern by social discourse. So they say that they're going to be able to lead this with social social conversation, but they throw it out first to be able to catch the temperature of it. So they threw this information out to catch the temperature of it, and then we'll see be able to see the modifications as time moves forward. So I'm expecting there to be a formal conversation. This is very informal. This is almost like a sideline conversation, and so we need the formality to be able to come forward and the position that the government holds and moving forward. Caller, I can give you 30 seconds before you get it here. Go ahead, caller. 30 seconds, caller. You got it? Okay, you're gone. Okay, we're out of here, ladies and gentlemen. It has been a wonderful time with you. I've seen the course of the conversation take different shifts, but vulnerability and whether or not it works for you. We can have further conversations about that as time rolls forward. Please go down there to Tiki Bikini Hut right there on the Western Esplanade. Check them out. Byron is down there waiting on you to be able to give you those experiences that others claim that they would bring here with these great projects. We got it going on right now, guys. Please, Friday evening, bim. If you just got paid, make sure shave a little bit aside. Take care of your little sweet thing in the can. It's a beautiful weekend. Be responsible that we see each other and hear from each other on Monday, God spare, right here on the foundation. Stick and stay for Shivago Lang with Z Live right after this. Have a great day, guys.
Looking fly, sound of the posse, jump in my ride, radio rocking, a monster jam.